We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Presented by Chapin Lujan Injury Law Firm, doing good by doing right.
Paul said what in the
post-gazette? You can see the facial expressions.
What?
Go to 93.7thefan.com, the video stream. At 2 o'clock, Craig, when he heard the Lamar Jackson fumble, we played the Westwood One call. It looked like he had seen a boob for the first time all over again.
He did that awooga awooga face that you see in cartoons.
Did not have the same reaction when I informed him that Zeiss's take today in the PG: bench Aaron Rodgers and go with Jordan Love the rest of the way.
Yeah, as a co-owner, I'm against that move. And as someone who has fantasy implications on Aaron Rodgers, he needs to get his butt out there and perform a little better.
Paul is the guy that says, let's not overreact to week one. And this is his, in his opinion, proper reaction. Bench the MVP after one game.
Have this discussion.
Give me some more Paul, please. Do we got the Paul, let's not lose our minds here? Bench him.
That post-game look, though, was not good.
The best tweet I saw about his general appearance and everything was that he looked like a guy who had to turn state's evidence to get a reduced sentence against his friend. He was like a guy who had been approached by the feds to turn on his buddy.
Man.
He looked like crap, but I'll tell you what, if they benched him and said, hey, Steelers, you wanna execute a little trade here? I mean, I would be, not that that could actually happen at this point, but I would still take Aaron Rodgers.
Are you kidding me? Of course I would take him.
I would cut my arm open and let the blood dribble out to sign.
Why would I do that?
Because he's much, much, much better than Ben Roethlisberger.
Who won on Sunday?
That's right. Tyrod Taylor did too.
Exactly.
So if you go by that law,
that's the logic we're going with. I thought that's what we've been doing all day.
If those are the rules of engagement, then yes.
That hasn't been the rules? That's been the rules.
I neglected to tell you that Sunday in the press box,
okay,
as we're all doing our stuff after the game, after I believe the third Winston touchdown pass, someone did scream out, Filippone's going to be all over this.
In another state, Chris, that it travels.
Something
on the
tells
road.
Me that person's name rhymed with Bark Habali.
Jeff, you were at Mike Tomlin today, and he talked for about 30 minutes, and half of that was used up making these Raiders sound like John Madden's Raiders. Other than that, when you were following along and keeping up with him, what would you say for our listeners was the biggest takeaway from his weekly press conference?
Well, he likes the offensive line. He thinks there's talent. He thinks there's a future there with this group. He likes the way that they battle. He thought he saw some progression, although
Did it seem real when he said it? Did it look like coach speak, or was your BS meter going off?
So it's what he's got, right? But I do believe he likes the attitude of these guys. But he was also quick to point out that they've got to improve. And I do believe, and I think we probably all had this mindset, that we're going to see a couple of false starts. You're going to see a couple, and you saw one.
Dotson had one.
That was a guy who was coming back for a second year. So I do think there was some positive things with that O-line. I don't think that was BS. I think he knows what he's got, and he was saying what he was thinking. The other one that stood out to me is about his receiver room, that they understood their role, and at least if only for a half of a game, like they were cool with understanding the first half, and if they can understand that this year is going to be a ham and egg year, that will help.
Now, do you anticipate that being the approach with that wide receiver group, though, going forward?
No.
Okay. I would say, man, I was going to be hard.
They're going to be running the Ben Roethlisberger air raid by week four.
Just because of how stagnant it looked in the first half.
Yeah, I get it. Like, those guys want to – with what they did in the second half, though, it seemed like their locker room, though, at the halftime was very professional, very veteran, and that worked to their benefit.
I wonder, the one thing about the offensive line, Jeff, that I wonder about, just kind of wondering aloud, never played a snap of football, as many have pointed out here. One thing about that line, I think Moore has talent. I'm interested to see if he can continue developing along sort of the curve that he has so far. I think Chooks, Arthur said it to us, it's like he needs to finish plays, but there's the ability is there. It's not like Villanueva where the Ravens are screwed. He can't do it. He just looked like a turnstile.
And they just put another one of their linemen on IR,
yeah,
Phillips.
Right. Yeah, he got hurt.
Mm-hmm. He's done, at least for 6 weeks.
So my question about them is, I believe in Dotson. Turner is what he is. Like I don't have like huge expectations, but whatever. He's a veteran, so I think he can at least be a calming presence maybe. The thing with Green that is – makes me uneasy as sort of the football distant observer. He's, you can't make the guy bigger, really. You can't just say, hey, Kendrick, I want you to be 6'4", 330. You are what you are. You're an undersized center. I don't know how you scheme around for that because I saw plays. I remember going back specifically just to watch him in this game. There are plays where they are clearly trying to get him to get a push, and he's getting his back arched backwards because he's losing the strength battle with guys. I don't know. Arthur, you laughing because that's exactly what you were seeing?
I'm with you.
How do you scheme that? How do you coach that up if he's just strength on strength is going to get pushed backwards? That seems like a problem to me.
Go to triple option and let him pull out all the time.
But, Pony, if you give him help and you got a combo block, like I know the best nose tackles attract that attention. Vita Vea in Tampa requires that. But that limits
Casey Hampton back in his day.
I know, but that limits your options as to what you can do.
I know it does.
Yeah.
He's your best option right now. That's what I'll say about Kendrick Green. I don't see him as a long-term solution to the Steelers' center problem.
Really?
No, I don't.
So you think the intention is for him to swing
for
to guard?
Exactly what? I don't think it's not because he can't play.
He's undersized, though.
He's undersized.
So do you think the intention is that in a couple of years he's swinging to guard?
He's built like a zone-blocking guard. Undersized but quick in terms of when you zone block, it's more position. It's more, let me beat
you.
No,
right, get out
area
into space,
right,
and then I can get
like,
in front of you.
That's
yeah
what he's oh, I saw him like, and that's what he plays. Like,
on
you
Claypool's
end
around, yeah. I mean, he couldn't finish the block, but that's because he's trying to, like, you know, smash a fly there at that point.
Jeff. I think that's why in the Big Ten you saw him only mm-hmm play four games at center because they had probably had the same mindset absolutely at Illinois, like, man, he's just going to get wrecked.
But now, do you feel like that's the perception, though, within the organization that – they don't think he'll be the long-term answer?
I'm not saying
they gave
on the
him
offensive
53
line.
Okay. But at center, that's what I was – like, specifically
I think they're
center
giving him every shot, but yeah. I think they're going to find what we saw at times.
Gotcha.
That while you're going to love him out-pulling mm-hmm and out-running with Claypool –
great effort, yeah.
Right. And, yeah, there's none of that. He runs out for every drill. Like, he's always out there doing everything – I just don't know, to Chris's point, like, how do you make a guy bigger?
Bigger, yeah.
Did you read into Tomlin's answer on Najee Harris today and conclude or think that Tomlin was disappointed in the way he played in his first game, that he exceeded his expectations? What kind of take did you conjure up from listening to Tomlin go on about his first-round pick running back?
I don't think he felt like he exceeded his expectations. If there's anything where he exceeded his expectations, maybe is his conditioning. Mm. You know, that's what he brought. When he walked into camp, like he was ready to go from a conditioning standpoint. I just don't think from that he was – I think he thought it was a first game for an NFL tailback, and he learned some lessons. I mean, there are times – the way I was saying with these guys yesterday, where it felt like – he went into a pile like, okay, I'm going to push this line. It's like, wait a minute, the line isn't moving.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah,
it used to move a lot.
Yeah, that's my
old
big, big difference at the NFL level, man, versus that's preseason, regular season defense.
And that's it, too, because maybe in his mind he thought, okay, preseason.
I've done this. I've made some plays.
Okay, I can do this. And but he even alluded to it last week when he talked to us. You know, he realized he was in an unfair advantage, that he was on a stacked team, that it wasn't going to be like that in the NFL. And then I think he found out in that first half. Second half, he was all right. Obviously, at the 18-yarder.
I thought the proof, though, was in the pudding that, like, listen, I'm not going to go back and harp on should they have taken a running back or not. Is that a devalued position? Because everybody knows where I stand on that. But, like, yeah, you saw him be special in the 18-yard run. They opened a hole, though.
Yeah.
And then he was
a nice ball.
And then to me, what makes him better, maybe better than most down the road, is you maximize that. Maybe a James Conner only gets 11 or 12 there. He gets six more on top of it, and that yardage matters. What did you think, Jeff, about specifically on Najee, the fact that he played every snap? 58, you can't do that. And I actually thought it was a fair part of his answer when he said it was such a stop and start first half. He burned a lot of oil or gas or whatever, right. Burned a lot of fuel. And that maybe isn't as demanding for a guy to go stop and start there. He's getting some rest, but zero carries for Balaj and Snell is not a workable
It's not a long-term answer, but I think it shows you that
Does it say more about how he feels about Harris or how he feels about the other two
seriously,
dudes?
Man. I think how he feels about the competition in that room.
Well, what I wanted to ask you was also, sticking with Najee, just the lack of productivity from the passing element of the game. Do you anticipate that continuing like that, or do you think we'll see him as a more focal point going forward?
Well, he was targeted a couple of times. There was one where it didn't seem like he was ready for the pass.
Mm-hmm. Right over,
and,
yeah, right
and
over
ben
the
talked
the
to him right after, yeah. And then there was the one where it just was
about
a little
goal,
far
huh?
for him.
Yeah.
And maybe, you know, maybe he didn't run exactly the way he was supposed to run that route. I don't know, but I do think you're going to see more. It just didn't work out that way. Plus, man, those receivers were making plays in that second half.
They were. I guess for me, my whole thought process was, if the first half was going to go the way that it went, with us not trying to get the receivers as involved as we saw them in the second half, I just assumed that we would have a little bit more of Najee being a more focal part of that offense, especially out of the backfield receiving the ball and stuff like that. And I never felt that that was the case in that first half.
But I think that ended up being a smart decision, right?
Yeah.
Because what did Tennessee do? Like, they kept pounding.
But not in the sense of just running him, in the sense of just letting him release off the backfield and you dumping it off to him, so now he doesn't have to deal with the brunt of or the blunt of
he's an open space.
He's an open space. Now it's him versus Tremaine Edmonds or Matt Milano. Like, to me, I just thought that they would go that approach a little bit more than trying to run directly into that defense.
That's why I was so disappointed in that third and three down by the goal line. I know I think, Jeff, you've defended Ben on that play a little bit, that the wind was wreaking havoc, but that's a throw not only do I feel like he needs to make, I want to see him make it. Because I want to see Najee Harris with a chance to turn his shoulders upfield quickly. Mm-hmm. Can you get me the first down? Can you get the touchdown? Can you beat two defenders, essentially, make the first one miss and run through the next guy? That's what I want to see. You know what was actually alarming? A little alarming about him. It was more what you said, though. Like the idea of, hey, this is the NFL, buddy. You're not going against future enterprise rent-a-car assistant manager trainees out there. That's always the job I go with. I don't know why. You saw him against defensive backs getting slammed backwards when he would meet like even a corner or a safety coming up to help. Man, in college, he wins that matchup every single time. To see him get thrown backwards and not look like the biggest, strongest guy on the field, it's kind of an eye-opening thing.
Well, and I think there was traffic, too, where his momentum was stopped. So it may have looked worse than it actually was because his feet couldn't move in those scenarios. But, yeah, I think it was we talked about this yesterday. I think one of the keys for this Sunday, does he now try to bounce things outside looking for yards, or does he stay with the plan, even if it means a yard or two, you know, try to punch in that hole, or is he going to ad lib, which is probably
which
not
can
what
happen, right? It can happen, especially when you talk about just the memory, recent history of, well, hey, I tried to run out here last week. It wasn't working. Maybe I should go to the perimeter. Absolutely. That's the human nature element of it. But I want to switch to the defensive side of the ball and ask you about the secondary. And just in terms of the play percentages, Trey Norwood and his amount of participation compared to James Pierre, a guy that a lot of people were high on. I mean, I was a little bit surprised by that, but what was your perspective of
that? Yeah, I was too. Yeah. He walked out in that first snap, and I'm like, Norwood's out there.
Yeah. Like you know, the beginning. Like, whoa.
Like, we all see stuff, and it's like, nah, that's not the way it's going to happen in the game. It's like, wow. Although I thought Pierre played well. He got a lot more reps in the second half, and I think they do have options. I thought Tomlin saying today, you know, we've got three guys that can do a lot of things, Minka, Sutton, and he put Norwood in that group, which was
but if you watch
high praise.
Him, yeah, because in the game, though, not just Sutton, but Norwood as well. They would have some slot reps, but then they would also take some safety reps. I know Cam Sutton was playing in the slot. He was playing on the outside. He had a safety rep. I'm like, they use those guys a ton.
I mean, I know this isn't the height of the LeBeau defense where there's 1,000 different options.
Right.
But for a guy to walk in and have those type of responsibilities coming out of the 7th round, and like, he must be like crazy smart and being able to pick this stuff up.
And especially when all preseason we saw him predominantly at safety.
So essentially, you gave him a week's worth of slot corner reps as that being his predominant position. I mean, I thought he went out there and played pretty well for himself, man.
And I do think they have some options. And Tomlin did hint today about having the three outside linebackers in at the same time. So I think we're going to see some more mad scientist here over the next.
Well, they're going to need it for Darren Waller, who got targeted about 50 times last night. Here's Tomlin on the Raiders fantasy football monster.
You know, you can describe him as a tight end, but I think that that seems less than appropriate, to be honest with you, man. That's putting him in a box. This guy is a dynamic, big athlete. You know, I'm watching the game last night and looking at his measurables, man. He's more similar to Claypool than he is any tight end that we have on our roster in terms of measurables and fluidity of movement and body control. And so, you know, we better respect him in that vein. I think people that are unfamiliar with those guys and try to treat him like a tight end and maybe cover him the way you would cover normal tight ends, you're really setting yourself up for a long evening.
So read between the lines, Jeff. What do you think they do with him on Sunday?
Linebacker.
No.
I'm messing with you because he said treat him like a wide receiver.
Prayer?
Sutton? I don't.
Mando? Why not?
Yeah, I'm.
Both?
No, I'm.
Double him.
Triple him.
I mean, Sutton's got the size advantage over Norwood. I don't.
Waller's a freak, man. Gruden. I think
he's right about that. The fluidity is what you really notice.
Isn't
with
he
Waller.
A converted wideout? I mean, he did bulk up, right, Pony? To play, he went from a wideout. I thought in Baltimore he had the substance abuse problems, and I think he bulked up to play tight end. Was his career arc? Because they were talking about that with Max Crosby that they had sort of bonded
he's no
over.
Knox.
Right. Well, that's what I mean. They did a number by and large on Knox, who the whole broadcast, Charles Davis and I and Eagle were talking about. This guy, you know, is a good athlete. They need him to be more consistent. Waller's a freak. Like, there's Kelsey, there's Kittle. Who else? Before you take Waller. That might be
that's
my
it.
Top three at
that's
this point.
That's the list, man.
Okay.
I wouldn't do anyone.
Gruden says he's the best player I've ever coached, which is a little bit insane.
That's a stretch.
Because if I'm Derek Brooks, I'm calling up Gruden and being like,
dude,
hey,
he coached Jerry Rice.
Warren Sapp.
Right.
What are we talking about?
I'm thinking
about
more
here,
about
man.
The guy. I'm thinking mostly about the guys he coached when they were close to their primes.
Yeah.
But like, come on. Warren Sapp, Derek Brooks, Jerry Rice, we just named Warwick Dunn.
Right.
You know, it's a shame.
Come on.
It's a shame another guy that sits in this room wasn't coming out of college right now.
I thought about that watching.
Warren would be a beast.
He would.
In today's
I
NFL.
Thought about that, man, watching Waller, and I was going to text him it, but I didn't want to put him in a bad mood. Because I kind of felt like it would.
You know what, though? Yeah. You know what, though? Like,
if I said, Arthur, man, if you came out today, you'd be
here's the only thing
$50 million. Dollars, you'd be a.
Here's the only thing I would say, and Doran, if you're listening, please don't kill me. He's six. Doran's like 6'1.5", 6'2". Waller's 6'6". That's a big part of what makes a difference.
True.
Here.
Did you just little man Doran Dickerson? Is that what you just did? It sounded like you little manned him on air live. That's definitely what it sounded like. In fact, I thought you dunked on him and did the head tap.
Yeah, and
that's
Doran,
what it looked
and Doran
like.
Has a thick skin and doesn't take stuff like this personally, so I think you'll be fine,
yeah,
Chris.
Yeah, you're good, man. Don't worry about it.
All right. Please don't kill me. Please.
Jeff?
Waller's... No, you know what though? Can I finish by saying before I
please,
like, have
Halsey,
to before I have
us.
To like, you know, hire personal security here. I think a lot of my optimism about their defense and their secondary specifically, and probably a lot of fan optimism, is going to get very quickly tested. You might say, okay, Derek Carr's not Josh Allen. Diggs is maybe the best receiver in the NFL. There is not a physical freak on the Buffalo roster like the one they're about to see.
You know what makes their secondary really good? The
pass
four
rush.
Guys up front.
I know.
Check Jeff out, 937thefan.com. Steelers practice tomorrow, and Ben Roethlisberger talks. Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.